today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق
Today, Thursday, is the 26th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter 3, verses 58 to 59, that we listen to them first and the points of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك نتلوه عليك من الآيات والذكر الحكيم
This is what we recite to you, O Muhammad, of our verses and the precise and wise message.
إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون
Indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, Be, and he was.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
Next to the explanation of the story of Jesus, this verse addresses the Prophet of Islam and says, This we recite unto you of the signs and the wise reminder. This is that which was revealed to you in the form of the verses of the Quran that is free from any falsehood and superstition. It is in the case that others had polluted the story and the fate of this great prophet. Christ, peace be upon him, with thousands of legends, superstitions, and innovations. Living by the Holy Quran is the topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The Holy Quran is a book that has deeply influenced humanity in the past centuries, and with its revelation, it has honored the earth. This exalted book is a source of glory, prosperity, and vitality for Muslims, the source of worldly bliss and spiritual restoration. The Quran, along with its revelation, has changed the course of history and has redefined the meaning of life and existence from its inception. The world, which was reestablished along with the Quran, has been feeling this divine calling echo over the past 15 centuries. the emergence of the Quran onto the historical scene through its direct associates, as evident from the lives of the first generations, is proof that its address has not been abandoned, but reaches out to all centuries and the universe through them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life. From Arab English Radio, in all aspects of our life, we find beautiful statements from the Holy Book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes ethical leadership and the importance of leadership. By example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, in Surah As-Sad, this is a problem that humanity actually is suffering from these days, and we need to focus on these verse, I think, better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O David, indeed, we have made you a successor upon the earth, so judge between the people in truth, and do not follow your own desire, as it will lead you astray from the way of Allah. So we see these Quranic verses offer guidance on how to navigate various aspects of life according to Quranic principles. They all emphasize faith, morality, worship, family, social justice, personal development, community involvement, and more, providing a comprehensive framework for living a righteous and fulfilling life in accordance with Islamic teachings. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to us in this show. Allah and Allah's protection till our next show. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
I think God grants a luxurious life to those who want it. And that is one sign of an eternal life in the Holy Quran. The concept of life in the Holy Quran. Quran says, as for those who desire the life of this world and its glitter, we will recompense them fully for their works therein, and they shall not be underpaid in it. They are the ones for whom there shall be nothing in the hereafter but fire. What they had accomplished in the world has failed, and their works have come to naught. One can choose this life of this world over the hereafter and get it. However, one will have nothing in the hereafter but punishment, and one's seemingly good works in the world shall fail one. What is important is belief in Allah, wariness of Him, obedience and submission to Him that will guarantee a prosperous life in both worlds.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
إلا به.
And another way to use the Quran to improve our life is guidance from darkness to light. As humans, we are always in need of someone to talk to and share our troubles with. While making dua is one way to communicate with Allah, reading the Quran can also provide answers. It's one of Allah's ways to communicating with us. 1400 years ago, He handed down instructions for us. In a couple of surahs in the Quran, Allah says in chapter Ibrahim verse 1, "A book we have sent down to you so that you may bring forth mankind from the darkness into the light."
Another hadith, ما جلس قوم في مجلس من مساجد الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Very beautiful. There is no group of people who sit in one masjid. They sit in masjid, but instead of speaking, you know, looking at, I don't know, their messages, texts, whatever, what they do, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They recite the Quran and discuss with each other. They do مُبَاحَسَة of Quran. They reflect together on Quran. No group of people. So this is inclusive. Unless they do it without sincerity, you know, if there is a problem, that's another issue. Otherwise, this has this power. Unless نزلت عليهم السكينة, tranquility and peace comes down to them. Quran is the way to receive peace. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and mercy of Allah will cover them. They will be covered. Because Quran is rahmah. يَأْنُ نَزَّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Word of Rahman is rahmah. Yeah? So it's not surprising. And then this will attract angels. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels also will surround them. And what is amazing is وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Then Allah remembers them in the circle of those who are عند Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows, words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman.
القرآن عليك سلام.